He's on the phone right now, the second man ever to set foot on the moon's surface. After Neil Armstrong went down the ladder, Buzz Aldrin was next. He's on the phone. Buzz, I read your book, Magnificent Desolation, and I cannot wait to read the new book, Mission to Mars, My Vision for Space Exploration.
Well, there's a good bit of difference between those two. One was kind of bringing my life up to date about not just depression, but alcoholism and social activities and where I stand. But this is now my quest for quite a few years, and I hope that it will result in contributions on my part that will supersede the good fortune that I had, the journey to the moon with a wonderful bunch of guys 40, 50 years ago.
It seems as if we've sort of given up on manned exploration right now.
I'm not sure that I would use the word we have given up. We have mismanaged some things in various ways that have culminated with our not having human access to our own space station for much, much longer than we thought.
You know, I had seen an article about some of your ideas, which were fascinating, including sort of having a looping series of crafts in orbit from Mars to Earth and back to Mars, so you'd have a continuous chain.
It was suggested by Tom Paine, who was the administrator, when a number of us went and landed on the moon. He said, Buzz, why don't you start looking at Mars transportation systems? So I did, and 1985, it was pretty obvious that there was a good solution. It wasn't the best, and since that time, cycling orbits have been vastly improved, and we now have a very redundant transportation system for Mars landers to intercept the cycler and then get off when they get to Mars.
Sometimes I think we were so lucky, a lot of us, to be around to watch you and Neil land on the moon. In 1969, we watched it. Boy, you will never forget where you were as we watched you guys, you know, do that. It was...
Well, I have been so fortunate. My mother was born the same year as the Wright brothers' flight. Mm. Then I got to visit the moon, and now I'm planning for humanity's expansion to settle on another planet.
Buzz, you are such a true American hero and a wonderful guy. I've had the honor of introducing you a couple of times and chatting with you at several events, and you're just terrific. We really appreciate you getting on the air with us here at KEARTH.
Well, I certainly am a very fortunate person to have had such a full life and taking advantage of everything that comes along. It's been a lot of fun.
Thank you, Buzz. We really appreciate it. Tonight, 7 o'clock, Nixon Library. He'll be there signing his books at the museum bookstore and giving a little talk just for you.